one of the things that we're measuring now, and I mean it's kind of at its infancy. You know, we measure, of course, how many or what percentage of our workforce is teleworking. Because of the dynamic of the BRAC and the move to Fort Meade, we're also starting to measure how many instances or employees are getting an increase in the number of days that they telework. Are we seeing a trend? And I think we're going to start to see this quite a bit. Are we seeing a trend that, for some employees that could only do it one day a week, they can now do it 2 days a week? That will be, a big dynamic with, particularly with the employees that have to commute, particularly with the price of gasoline, going the way it is. I think we'll see more of that. And, I think sometimes it's a matter of necessity. There are some positions maybe that are not conducive to telework. But, in a lot of cases, if our managers are going to want to keep, some really, really good employees, they're going to be doing, I think, more of teleworking. And again, I've made this statement once before. I'd like to see the day that we get away from even using the word telework, and just call it work, because it is work, and it's just working in a different place. And, we kind of put a different tag and a different, label on because it's at a different location, but at its grassroots, if you have good performance standards, it's working. It's just at a different location.
And it's obviously, you said the measurement of increase of telework is just as infancy, so there's no statistics behind that yet.
No, but we're seeing anecdotally it's happening, and I think we'll see that continue to grow. So we have to continue to make sure that the education of the workforce and education of managers, is a big part of that too. Just to make sure, people, know that, what the requirements are. Just about all of our, computers are, the laptops with the docking station so employees can take it home. And we have a requirement, for, our regular teleworkers that they, they have to take their computer home every night as well. Because, particularly if you have an emergency, you're not going to know about that emergency the night before. It doesn't do a lot of good to, be able to telework, but your computer's sitting in your office. So, we've established that requirement as well.
And what about vendors? I've heard that DISA is starting to write into contracts the requirement, or at least the option for contractors as well that work for DISA to be able to telework. Is that something you're familiar with?
Yes. I'm not real conversant on it, but there was a big initiative to do that. Our procurement office, led that effort and did that. And so ensuring that happens then is up, to the contracting officer's representative in each of the directorates to do that. But yeah, that has been done quite extensively, with our vendor workforce.
Let's shift over to the secure telework center a little bit. That's one of the new ones that's out there in Woodbridge. Give me some details. Any other plans to have other secure telework centers in other parts of the Maryland, D.C. region?
Well, as far as that one, first of all, most of the credit goes to Aaron Glover, if nothing else, being persistent. It took about literally 3 years. It was 3 years in the making to kind of crack all the different, challenges and working to get it done. And as far as we know, at least we haven't heard otherwise, it may be the first, one of its kind in the federal government. We know it's the first of its kind in the Department of Defense. And, this one was kind of tied to BRAC. We have a pretty good concentration of our workforce, that lives in the Woodbridge area. So we wanted to have it in an area where, there was quite a few of our employees that could take advantage of it. So, that was one of those things that, we would hear, quite frequently from some employees that, I'd like to telework and my supervisor would like me to telework, but I have to be on the classified network, all the time or almost all the time. It can accommodate 14 employees a day. And so, since employees, don't telework 100% of the time, you can get quite a few employees into that, on a weekly basis. It's not being used to 100% capacity yet, but, by the time we get everybody up here at the end of, July, early August, I think, you know, we'll probably have, you know, people, you know, almost waiting in line, you know, to use it. So it's been, I think, you know, very, very effective. The people that have a chance to work there, you know, love it because, you know, they can do their work, you know, in a classified environment. As far as other plans, to do them in the region, we're just going to have to wait and see. It's relatively expensive to do. And, you know, we would just have to make sure that we had a, you know, a market or, you know, enough of employees to put it in there. So we're certainly open to doing it. You know, additional ones if we have the need to do it. But, for now, I think, you know, we're going to stick with that one.
Can you tell me anything about how it works? I mean, is it just a matter of you come in, you have a cube and you have access to the classified network? Is everyone in their own little skiffs? Give me a sense of, is the whole building a skiff?
No, you hit it on the head. Yeah, they each have their own cubicle. I don't want to get into all the specifics, but it's in a leased building. Very nice. You know, it's just like working in a, you know, a regular office environment, except it's controlled and, you know, we have to have additional security there, obviously. But, you know, the big difference is they have the regular access to the classified network. But it's not, you know, little skiffs or anything like that. So you hit it exactly as the reality is.